أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين
اور اس سے زیادہ اچھی بات کس کی ہوگی جو کہ اللہ کی طرف لوگوں کو بلاتا ہے
اور the translation is and who is better in speech than he who invites men to Allah does good deeds and says I am surely of those who submit in this verse of the Holy Quran Allah has reminded us that you who have believed and have some understanding of religion and claim that you have become Muslims, if you are in fact Muslim, not just in name, but have a passion of perfect obligation, and submission, then you should remember that some responsibilities fall upon you. And one of the responsibility is to the preaching of religion. The preaching will only be beneficial and will bear fruit when your actions are also good. So an Ahmadi who claims that I have believed the arbiter and judge of this time, Hazrat promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that I should be counted among those who have submitted perfectly. I have believed in him so that I act upon the injunction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I have believed in him that Allah, that promised Messiah, has shown us the true path to religion, and therefore we must always keep in mind that all these beneficence can only be attained when we act upon all the commandments which Allah had revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have been reminded of them in this time by Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah addressed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said that convey my message to the whole world, and he was called the biggest da'iyya ilallah, and it says wada'iyan ilallahi wa sirajum munira, that he calls people to Allah with his command, and he has been sent as a shining sun. So that shining sun spread the light of Allah in all directions. And devoted and dedicated, only possessed in this path, and dispelled all kind of darkness. Whereas by inviting people to the truth, he dispelled darkness, then at the same time with the under the command of Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ خَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ, that he had told his followers that they must also continue to convey this message to other people. And whatever you speak in this world, the best and more beautiful are the words when you are conveying the message of Allah to the people. But at the same time, you must also keep in mind that the calling unto Allah and preaching can always be only be counted as a piety in the sight of Allah and His Messenger when your actions are also good. Otherwise you will be sinful. There will be no blessing in such a preaching. When your acts are not according to Allah's command and injunction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, listening to your words, it is possible that some may temporarily be influenced, but when in joining you, a person will see your acts, and if there is no special grace of Allah on the one who has joined anew, it is possible that those who are speaking different to what they act, they may stumble as a result of watching their actions. The newcomer may say, the teaching is good, I should try to act upon it, I do accept it is a beautiful teaching, but I have no need to join the community. Because those who have joined it, many of them act in conflict with the teaching. During my this tour, one lady approached me and said that she is very close to Ahmadiyyat. This was in Scandinavian countries. She said, I do appreciate the Jamaat, and she does say Jummah prayer with us, but she does not want to take the pledge. Because she said, I see that some women do talk against other ladies in the same way as the non-Ahmadi ladies talk. And what need there is that I should join the Jamaat? Sometimes I think I should join the Jamaat, sometimes I don't, and I have a conflicting thought. Therefore, by inviting Allah, there is a great connection of good acts. There is a great need to pay attention to the duties to Allah and duties to His creation. The words will be good, but because of your bad example, the results will not be good. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has also said that your scholarly proofs and argument will not be of use as long as your acts are not pious, and the good acts are those which attract other people. Therefore today, in my this brief sermon, because I am on a, I'm going to travel today, I want to bring your attention to the fact that you should pay attention to calling unto Allah. There are some people in Holland, they do this work, but there are only few, and people are generally against Muslims. But there is a large number of the local people who do take interest in religion, and they do want to listen about Islam. And it is a small country, and as I said, that people are decent, a large majority of them are decent. And also there are also people from various countries of different nationalities who live here. If by making a program you were to preach to them and make it certain that your acts should also influence them, and therefore, and then you can will have success in the among the local people and among the other nationalities who live here. And such a message which can be fruitful. I hope that such opportunities you will have to convey that message. We generally think that if once a month or once in a blue moon we set up a stall, or there is an exhibition and we set up a stall in that exhibition, this is enough and this is the only means of preaching. Of course this is a means, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to use such occasions for preaching. On the occasion of Hajj or the occasion of other fairs, he used to attend them and did preaching, and he had to endure many oppressions and hardship. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did adopt this means of preaching. Here, for example, you should increase your contact among the villagers. Villagers are normally decent people, and Arabs have also come and settled here. You should contact them. You should contact the students, our students who study in university and colleges. They should set up seminars. Many of the countries have paid attention and they are doing some work, and the true Islam's teaching is being acquainted. In Denmark also, although it's a small country, the number of the members is also very small. But there also, during my tour, the young people who were from different professions or were studying in colleges and universities, they had invited the scholarly people and MPs and receptions. There was a reception in the hotel, and they invited them, and most of them were suitably impressed. They did have contact with them, and they had some acquaintance. They were more acquainted, and the light developed in their heart. But this can only be done with old contacts which are continuous. Therefore you should increase your contacts, and your good example, your nobility of character, your relationship with Allah, when this manifests on them, then the field of preaching will open up. Then, in addition to this, according to the local conditions, you should find various paths. It doesn't mean that you should follow a fixed path, but when with the devotion and with the patience you will preach, and will convey the message to the people and will influence them with the, your character, and above all you will pray to God, Allah will inshallah create good results. I have noticed that people here do take interest, and a member of our delegation also had taken interest wherever I went. Even if I went for sightseeing, people were interested and were asking questions. Some people also asked the member of our delegation about the website of the Jamaat so that they can find out themselves, and inshallah they will find much information on our website. They did promise that we will certainly watch this website and find some further information. And also, in apart from that, the Peace Palace here, when we went to visit her, there was a guide. When she took us in the room where there were many photographs, which included the photograph of Hazrat Chaudhry Zafrullah Khan Sahib, she was a well-educated guide. That an ordinary lady, and she asked about Chaudhry Sahib that I heard that he was an Ahmadi. Was he a good Ahmadi? Because these, in their sight, a worldly man cannot be religious. I told them that he had a high station in the Jamaat, and he had translation. He had done translation of the Promised Messiah's books, and had also authored some books himself. But she did not know. There is a library in that building. She was introducing the library to us, and I asked us that do you have Chaudhry Sahib's books in your library? They are legal books, they are not religious books. He said, yes, they can be placed here. So I have told Amir Sahib that you should give the books to that lady, and she had also promised to read those, and also you should try to place them in the library. Our work is to convey the good words of Allah to the people, and by keeping ourselves pure, purifying ourselves by raising the level of our character, we have to convey this message with prayer. Then Allah is to bless whosoever will be of good nature. He will inshallah be attracted. It is God's work to guide people. But if we continue to just make plans and for months and years waste the time in this thinking of what planning we should do and what planning should be done for preaching, what methods we should use, and we continue to just think about it and do not put in practice, then we shall certainly are becoming sinful. If coming here we gave attention with good with good intentions, there are many asylum seekers who say their case has not been approved, and these are the problems, and we have been fighting for many years. We are surrounded with problems. If they could have paid attention to this, then Allah has the power. He could have created facility because of this virtue, and he can do it. Therefore, perfect submission and obedience demands that you should pay attention to this. The field is open. You should convey the message on each level of society, the message of Ahmadiyyat, and Islam is being attacked from all directions, and unfortunately they are being done because of the mistakes of those who call themselves Muslims. If today we were to convey this picture to people, it is only Ahmadis who can convey this picture. If today we did not do our duty, did not understand our duty, that we cannot be counted in the sight of Allah among the obedient people. May Allah enable all of you to understand your responsibility as community and also the auxiliary organization in their own way. Khuddam, Lajna and Ansar should make their own program according to their situation, and must always remember, as I have said before, that for preaching the precondition is good deeds, and you have to change your behavior. May Allah enable you, and may Allah enable us all to remedy our past deficiencies and create a good outcome of our effort. Ameen.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.